Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hades is breaking loose in world markets, including gold. The globalists are on record saying that they've been artificially suppressing the price of precious metals because it competes with their fiat currencies, which they're devaluing. But in the laws of finance and the laws of economics, gold and silver and other commodities will only go up over time. The insiders, of course, control the major stock markets and can go up and down and ride the rallies up and then, of course, trigger the declines downward. And that's all part of the record, from LIBOR and the fixing of interest rates to the plunge protection team. But I have expected that they could massively drive down gold. But if you look at a 12, 13-year graph, it will only go back up later. That's why I'm not going to sell any of the gold or silver I have. And again, I don't have gold and silver, the gold and silver I have, as a investment, as something to try to make a bunch of money, even though most of the gold I bought was when it was below 500, silver when it was below $10. I've taken the capital, extra capital that's been brought in really since, and put it into the news operations. But I do have an emergency backup nest egg, a little bit of cash, a little bit of gold and silver, a little bit of property. But personally, if they drove gold down to $1,000 an ounce, or if they drove gold down to $600 an ounce, I'm not going to sell it. Because that just shows what a totally manipulated society we're in, where they use naked shorting to do this. And we're going to get Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser to pop in today or tomorrow with their take on what's happening with this. And we will continue to track it. If you go up to drudgereport.com, we can punch this up on screen for people for who are watching on prisonplanet.tv. They've got a live feed of what's going on there via Bloomberg. Gold is down 6.91%. 6.91% to $1,380 an ounce. They're calling this a collapse. A collapse would be losing half its value is generally what you call a collapse, not 6.91. But they're trying to create a collapse. Here's the headlines. Gold set for worst two-day loss since 1983. I've got other headlines here where they're calling it a collapse. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. Investors bail amid collapse. There's the headline. Panic is everywhere. Worst two-day loss since 1983. So that's how the media is pushing it. ABC News. Gold investors exit amid price collapse. Meanwhile, you'll see Soros badmouth gold. You'll see other globalists do it. They just want to be able to drive it down to buy it. And they're forcing Cyprus to sell off its gold because Cyprus was signed on to prop up European bonds. And the EU is in the news today saying, we're doing great. Everything is going according to plan. Europe's great. And they mean the globalists that are capturing Europe, destroying its middle class. You see, Europe must be impoverished. The United States must be impoverished. Canada must be impoverished. The Western world, from New Zealand to Canada, from the United States to Deutschland, from France to even Turkey's part of the West, really. They must all be impoverished. Eastern Europe, you name it, must be totally impoverished. That's the globalist philosophy. The globalists want America out of the way, fighting with each other along racial and religious lines, balkanized with a robber baron elite above the law who pay no taxes. And their minions pay less than a blue-collar worker. Obama pays 18.4% taxes. That was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. And by the way, it's the day you pay your money to the private Federal Reserve. Didn't have a Federal Reserve till 1913. Didn't have an income tax. How do we build America without it? They use the income tax as like tying the boat to the dock. So no matter how fast you rev the engine and the propeller, you never leave the dock. It's all coming up. Plus the massive attacks on the Second Amendment and more. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Monday, the 15th day of April, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours today. And we're going to have pop in at the bottom of the next hour. Richard Belzer's got a new book out on the Kennedy assassination hit list that has the most compelling evidence that it was an inside job with more people involved than Lee Harvey Oswald, obviously, because of the hundreds of people that were murdered to cover it up. The witnesses, you name it, the 50th anniversary coming up. We're going to be talking about some of that today. Obviously, the globalists on record are manipulating interest rates. They're manipulating gold prices. They just use paper fiat to drive down the prices. There is a lot going on today that we are going to be breaking down. We've got developments on the North Korean front. North Korea brands U.S. an enemy of the state. Our government's demonized the founding fathers and named patriots, Christians, you name it, as enemies of the state. So why not? In fact, North Korea should love the U.S. government. I mean, it acts more and more just like they do. And the North Korean government is saying they're ready to launch missiles. South Korean defense minister concurs that is going on. Just all part of another terrorist government menacing everyone so that they can get more oil, more food, more weapons. That's what our government does. It's like, give us all your rights, give us all your liberties, let us spy on you without warrants, let us secretly arrest you, or Al-Qaeda will come and murder you and your family and blow you up. North Korea says, give us money, give us oil, give us all this power, or we will launch nuclear missiles at you. And why produce anything? Why not just take over society and menace everyone when you're the only ones that have the guns? But before this dream of the total state can take place, they need to first disarm the American people. It doesn't look good in the New World Order for the main engine of the empire, the military engine and propaganda engine of the transhumanist, eugenicist, death cult-based, control freak religion of world government. If the United States can still have families living in homes together, if the United States still has a high standard of living, if the United States is still armed, the power structure cannot and will not put up with that. And that's why there is the move to disarm the American people. I mean, it's very simple, and they're putting their full court press in just everywhere. Every one of their operatives, from Bob Costas to Bill Maher, are there saying, just get rid of the Second Amendment. Get rid of it completely. In fact, this was Bill Maher Friday night on his HBO program, expletive laden, just saying, hey, let's just get rid of the citizens' right. You never had a right, he goes on to say. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. The Second Amendment is BS, he says. Let's play that clip.
So sorry, but this is the problem with the gun debate, is that it's a constant center-right debate. There's no left in this debate. Everyone on the left is so afraid to say what should be said, which is the Second Amendment is bull. Why doesn't anyone go at the core of it?
And then they go on. You can watch the full video to say there is no individual right. Well, then how can the government have guns if the government is by the consent of the governed? I mean, our country fought a war. Our country began out of the attempt to take the guns. And the examples of this just go on and on and on. It makes me sick to know we're going into bondage. You notice they're taking all the other rights and liberties right now. You notice right now they're trying to say we don't have any rights. We don't have any, quote, privileges. Well, the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence are not a list of privileges. They're a list of rights that exist of all free human beings. You don't need to hear a law that says it's wrong to grab somebody's child out of a backyard and molest them. Because you have a conscience, and you're not inherently an evil person. You don't want to do that. In fact, if you hear about it in the news, you're horrified by it. A couple's been charged with the baby was crying, so they reportedly smothered it with a pillow. You don't need to be told that's horrible to know that it's wrong. You don't need to be told abortion's wrong. You know inherently, especially when it's 9 months old and the baby slips out, so they chop it up there on the table while it begs for its life and literally fights the scalpel. That's coming out in these different court hearings about abortionists, where they're just filthy facilities where they make jokes with the dead babies, you know, selling the body parts. A lot of them do weird rituals. Of course, who do you think wants to be an abortionist? A large portion of them are into black magic. It just keeps coming out. Of course they're into black magic, people that do partial birth abortions. I mean, you can have somebody who thinks it's really a right, no, it's not really a human, and, you know, they do first trimester abortions, and you can have some argument there in their minds, at least, I don't agree with it, that, hey, you know, this isn't really a human yet. But see, now it's, hey, let's kill people up to 3 years of age. Hey, let's go ahead and shoot grandma in the head. You know, let's go ahead and, no, that'd be too nice. Let's dehydrate grandma. Let's dehydrate grandma. That's the best way to get rid of her. And that just goes on everywhere. So the point is, when we stop caring about each other, when we stop caring about checks and balances and liberties, there's no foundation, there's no floor. Everything falls to the absolute core of tyranny. So the worst of the worst then set the standard. And that's what the establishment historically has known, at least in the West in the last 400 years, and realized that more liberty, more checks and balances means more chances for them to have a future and not have a new government come to power that actually robs them. These tyrannies are very dangerous for the establishment itself, but they're such an anti-family, such an evil, possessed lust for death and destruction, and to really tear down the foundations of manhood and womanhood and childhood. There's such an evil animating this. See, this is not some government, true believer, socialist utopia they're building. They're building a hellish world. And you can look at the fruits of collectivism. And fascism is a collectivist system. Socialism that leads to communism is. They try to dress them up like fake choices in the colleges. That's not the real political paradigm. Before 150 years ago, it was taught that there is that the left and right were male-female. Sinister was the left, associated with Eve, the devil. Okay? That's the only left and right that there is. And so the Illuminati in France began to promote 200 years ago, roughly, about 215 years ago. This is all mainline history books. The left-right paradigm for politics out of their ancient religion, which is just magic, or the occult, the hidden. Before that, the debate was less liberty or more liberty. More freedom or less freedom? Is this a tyrant or is this not a tyrant? Is it just? Is there justice? Justice for all? Because you had a sense of justice because you were an upright, moral, noble person. Nobility didn't just mean that you came from a royal family or a top family. It meant that you were noble in your bearing, that you led your troops. If you're going to launch a war as a king, you better be in the very front line with everybody trying to kill you. George Washington, at the head of his troops, being his clothing shot up on a routine basis, protected by Providence. That is nobility. Nobility is being able to turn the other cheek when someone is weak and pathetic and in a bad position, to teach them a lesson, but also knowing when to shut somebody down and crush them when they're a snake and consciously evil. Christ was the ultimate example of nobility. Turn the other cheek to the brethren, but whip the money changers because they were consciously turned over to evil and fraud and defrauding the entire system and had taken over the house of the Lord, had taken over God's house, had defiled it, had set themselves up before God as the idol. How many churches have done that? How many churches have turned the state and the worship of the state and the worship of immature, degenerate, arbitrary power? Let's go to another clip. Again, here's Dianne Feinstein. If she can get the votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in all your semi-autos. Here it is.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
She would have done it. So Bill Maher says, hey, you have no Second Amendment, you have no right. Bob Costas gets all excited and starts clapping and agreeing. And these guys are crazed on these shows. They know they're willing accomplices for an authoritarian takeover. They've been told that they're going to be absolutely taken care of while they sit there in their big armored communities with armed bodyguards. They'll be able to keep their guns. And that they've been told, go along with this, you'll be taken care of, while the globalists consciously implode the economy to make us poor as a political tool of control. Now, there's new gun news coming up, and I talked about this Friday, I talked about it yesterday, it's so important. The video is up at drudgereport.com on the left-hand side next to the California flag.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'll be honest with you. I've analyzed the feeling I have. The overdriving feeling is sorrow that America and the world is so decadent, so fallen, so childlike, so insecure, so immature. I people watch, and I watch their interactions at a movie or or at the park or at the shopping mall or paying bills. And I sit there and I see the general public just absolutely dumbed down and immature, and they have no idea what they're facing. And then those of us that are aware and awake and involved, we're the group being demonized. I mean, look at who Homeland Security demonizes. People that talk about a New World Order. People that talk about a New World Order global governance program. Returning veterans. Mainline Christians now. Next to the Ku Klux Klan and Al-Qaeda. The Army's being taught it. I talked about this yesterday and showed the news articles. I'm going to do a special report this week, where even the state police of Colorado have gone public going, and sheriffs have gone public going, the new federal training asks if we're ready to confiscate guns from Christians. I mean, they're training for war with us. I mean, it's happening. And it's all over the top. And now I don't even have the instinct to leave the United States. I mean, I realize it's a worldwide tyranny. A lot of people hear this and get scared and decide to just say nothing. Maybe they'll pass you over. The angel of death is not going to pass over your house, ladies and gentlemen, until you publicly say where you stand and publicly say you stand against the enemy. Going along with this is not going to have the evil pass over you. It's going to have it come to your doorstep. And I just cannot impress upon you, I'll tell you what else makes me sick, all the infighting by so-called libertarian and conservative talk show hosts who then attack people and then people even respond back. You know what? I'm even wrong to have responded back. And I say this, and then he does new stuff, and I get mad at him. But things are too serious. And I usually can do what I say I'm going to do. Like I've said before, I'm not going to respond back to Glenn Beck. I may respond if he does stuff again, but I'm going to be gentlemanly about it, and I am putting out olive branches to all my so-called enemies, even though a lot of them I know are evil people who wouldn't take an olive branch. I'm still spiritually forgiving everyone, because a lot of people get jealous when you're in this position. A lot of people act weird. You can always one-up yourself by putting down somebody. It's all Cass Sunstein, cognitive infiltration. The White House said 4 years ago they would infiltrate alternative media, try to get us to infight with each other. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to unify together, defending the Second Amendment, defending the sanctity of life. By the way, we're on the march reversing abortion. Because polls show, the large index of polls, people swung against abortion. The people have swung against GMO. They have swung against, so it's not about left right now. It's about right and wrong. People are swinging pro-gun. All the numbers show. That's why the collectivists who are in control, gutting our economy, gutting our future, signing us on to trillions of dollars of debt that aren't ours, selling our infrastructure out for nothing to China, giving them all our deep water ports in this hemisphere as part of a globalist deal. Just like Hitler and Stalin divided Poland, America has been divided between the EU megabanks, the British banks, the Federal Reserve banks that are globalist-owned, foreign, and China. It's already happened. The deal was already made. That's why they gave them Panama Canal in 2000. That's why they've given them all the deep water ports on the West Coast, from Seattle to Long Beach. And when you study history, I don't just say I get chills, folks. I can hardly do this radio show. Because even doing this radio show is just like everything's business as usual. It's not business as usual. I just am so worried about my children. I watched my five-year-old daughter go off to dance class this morning with my mother, who took her, and they're just, my mother's innocent, even though she's a very smart person and knows history, is a history-obsessed buff. What is my mother supposed to do to fight the New World Order? What's my five-year-old daughter supposed to do? I'm the man. I'm supposed to do something about this, and I don't know what to do, because you got crazy criminals running wild. You can go out in Austin, Texas, or San Diego, California, and every person you talk to in trendy areas says put all gun owners in forced labor camps, ban water. I mean, they're just a sick cult of sick freaks who are not connected to history or reality and have no idea what they're going to do to everybody. Okay, I mean, oh man, we'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. But that's why their counteroffensive is in high gear. And again, top globalists from Rothkopf to Kissinger to Zbigniew Brzezinski, all of them have put out different white papers discussing the fact on record. You can just type, go to YouTube and type in Brzezinski says a leader in trouble. Brzezinski says the whole world is waking up. It's all there on record. But still, they're in control of our currencies worldwide. They're mopping up the few countries they don't control. And they are butchering the value of the people's pensions, the people's investments, the infrastructure. Because it's not enough to control the fiat issuance of currency and credit. The technocrats want to make you poor to control you, and that's really their greatest crime. And then they argue, well, people having plenty of food, water, and entertainment, and shelter, that makes them decadent. And so we're going to take that away. You know, austerity is beautiful. And, of course, there's a grain of truth there, that prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. I flip what Victor Hugo said, or out of order. He said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. But the globalists have geared the educational system to dumb people down on record. That's declassified, covered in the book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, with the internal documents. Charlotte Isherby, head of policy, Department of Education. It's on record they want to dumb down self-centered, really evil population. I mean, I don't really pay attention to pop culture, but I've been forced to. And the stuff targeting tweeny and preteen girls, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds, that I hear booming out of cars and that I see children listening to on their iPads and iPods, all of it is sexualizing them and hardcore devil worship. And I'm not just talking about Lady Gaga, but Kesha, Jay-Z, all of it. And again, the guys were showing me this weekend some of the Kesha videos where they're teaching young girls how to commit suicide and how beautiful it is to be married to the devil and how great it is to kill yourself. And we wonder why kids are killing themselves and little girls are epidemic cutting themselves, and it shows that. In fact, I don't even want to look at it. Take it down off the screen. And of course, I can't imagine how cursed Kesha will be. Not by God. I mean, when you get into evil, it will destroy you. I shiver just watching this. I mean, folks, when societies do this, there's always giant wars. Everything collapses, and large portions of the population are killed. I mean, this is like clockwork. This is like the oven dinging when it's gotten up to temperature. This is, I know I'm just ranting and preaching here. I've got so much news to get to. When we can go out on the streets of Austin and every person we talk to, every person, we say, hey, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide to save the earth, and they just mindlessly sign it when that's H2O. And then people on Infowars.com, the so-called liberals, the authoritarian brainwashed government cult people, the state cult, they're in there arguing dihydrogen monoxide is not water with straight faces, and they're doing it on YouTube. Because, see, in the new world, you don't argue with our facts. You just make your own facts. Like O'Brien tells Winston when he's torturing him in 1984, he goes, Winston, 2 plus 2 equals 4. You say that's proof of freedom. I'm going to torture you until you'll believe it's whatever I say it is. Don't you know we could suspend gravity with our mathematicians, but also still have gravity for our ships and aircraft to navigate? And have our captains and pilots believe that there's no gravity while they use gravity in their computations? And that's exactly it. They are now arguing dihydrogen monoxide is not water instead of admitting that all these university trendies and, physics graduates and chemist graduates don't know what dihydrogen monoxide is. I mean, we've reached that level now where you can go. Because I talked to Mark Dyche. I mean, he went out and talk to people, and that's what he ran into. The video's up on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side underneath the California flag of the bear in distress. And you watch it, and every person, except for two young women who were obviously sisters, they say, I don't want to turn my guns in. I own guns. Everyone else, he said, we're going to play it in a moment. We're going to, go and arrest the evil white Tea Party people and take their guns. And by the way, I'm going to send my reporters out to go one step further and say, these people haven't paid their fair share. Let's have 100% taxes on them and put them in forced labor camps. And I guarantee you, I will find people at the University of Texas ready to put you in a forced labor camp. Because to them, they go watch zombie movies and death all day because it thrills them because they've never been in even a fist fight or a car wreck. Or they've never sat there and watched somebody in a car wreck with their throat slit and blood spraying all over them. They've never been in the real thing. They all live completely sheltered lives. And it just sounds powerful to put us in a forced labor camp. Do you understand? These are sick freaks who would have gotten on their knees to any of history's tyrants and done whatever they said. Because deep down they're so cowardly. Deep down they're so scared. Deep down they are so freaked out by evil that they run to it begging. See, the ultimate coward is delusional. And they decide to embrace this garbage. Let's go ahead and play an excerpt of the video that Unprecedented Drudge knows it's so important, and we appreciate that. That's why I went with it, even though Mark Dice has been a critic of me. I don't even care. This video needs to be seen. See, I'm totally becoming free now. I just don't even care. I don't care if they arrest me. I don't care if I get killed. I don't care if people lie about me, twist things. I don't care anymore because I understand the mega massive evil of the New World Order is what has to be dealt with. That's what I'm fighting. I'm fighting the abortion. I'm fighting the attempt to disarm us and enslave us and complete our journey to slavery. I'm fighting for our national sovereignty. I'm fighting for our borders. I'm fighting for our republic. I'm fighting for our Constitution. And I'm fighting against the Federal Reserve shareholders that openly say that they're funding all the anti-gun, anti-family globalist organizations who are wanting 80% or higher tax rates on you and your family to transfer your money to them, not to just become rich, but to bankrupt you. I stand for prosperity, and I stand for liberty, and I stand for being honest and decent and telling the truth. And I call for everyone else who loves liberty to have your voice be heard today. And I said this yesterday on the Sunday show, and I'm going to say it again. If you are a talk show host or web person or journalist or preacher or police officer or counselor or medical doctor, a person of influence, a Federal Reserve employee, my great uncle was pretty high up in the Dallas Federal Reserve and came to know it was all evil and bad before he died, listening to me on the radio in Dallas. Uncle Billy. Great guy, great World War II vet, just amazing person. My grandmother's brother, she's still alive. My whole issue is, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody out there, what I'm asking you, what I'm begging you to do is to realize you've been taught going along is what gets you there. No, it was going along that got us into this position and got us leveraged into debt that's not ours to make us bondage slaves. Bond slaves. That's what a bond slave is, your bond, because your family sold you. You could come from a free family in the Middle East, read the Bible, and your family could sell you as a bond slave just 200 years ago before they began abolishing it. And they didn't abolish it in Germany until about 160 years ago. That's when they finally phased it out. Bond slave. Your parents could take you, even from a good family, and could sell you as an indentured slave. But you'll never be taught that in the media because they want blacks to have an inferiority complex and to be racist and to hate all white people, to not even know that Germany didn't abolish all of its slavery until the 1880s. White slaves. It wasn't even Germany yet, but it got unified right around that time. Germania, Austrian-Hungarian Empire. The point is that I want a future. And I'm sick of watching. Man, I tell you, even though it's interesting, have you ever watched Big Fish hunt little fish and you see him eating the fish and you see a fish run and you root for him and it gets pinned up against the, you know, up against a rock and then eaten and then the fish is, you know, so big compared to the bass that's eating it, it struggles. You see its little eyes as the bass sucks it into its gullet and you feel sad for the fish. Folks, I feel 1,000 times sadder for all the babies getting chopped up. I feel and it's because I'm not because I'm a hero or a good guy. It's a normal response of empathy. There it is. Debtors, prison, legal in more than 1/3 of U.S. states. And by the way, that's totally unconstitutional. Eddie Craig did a 2.5-hour presentation that's at prisonplanet.tv on all of this, bills of attainder, all of it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, America is not a free country anymore. There's islands of free media left, barely. The White House is openly going after them. And again, a lot of you are going to think, yeah, Alex, we actually know it's tyranny. We're going to shut up and you know, we will run and we will live. Yes, at least a while. But many years from now, lying in your beds, what would you do to just once come back here and tell our enemies, you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom? And you know what? William Wallace lost. He won a few battles, but then was killed by treachery. That's a historical fact. That's a real story, folks. But right after he was killed, Scotland got its independence. And then, of course, it was another battle. The imperial system, the Viking system, the Norman system that had conquered England was able to conquer him again. But the whole point is it's an eternal struggle. And it's the same thing over and over again. Your children, let me explain this, are already having GMO fed to them. They're already pushing vaccines, trying to make them mandatory worldwide by fraud, already making them mandatory, lying and saying it's mandatory. We're already in a criminal society because people keep saying yes, 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 yes to tyranny. And your children are walking dead, many of them already. They've done all this in rodent studies with guinea pigs, rats, mice, you name it. We've covered it. We sell books that cover it. We break it all down. In Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, in the Genetic Roulette books, we sell all of it. We're now going into the second generation of real soft kill. And you can already see the cancer rates, the way that people look, the health problems, all of it. What happens to the rats fed the GMO across the board? It's because it's designed to do it, every one of the crops. It's not like it's an accident, it does it. There's a reason the Monsanto laboratories, for 15 years, all of their scientists refused to eat GMO and have it trucked in to their cafeterias non-GMO. There's a reason all the ruling class won't eat GMO on record. Just look it up. Chinese communists have secret gardens, non-GMO. British royalty have secret gardens, non-GMO. Rich elite, will not even touch it. Because, would they grab a cobra out of the bushes and slap it on their arm? Of course you wouldn't. But we're brought up in it, so we don't know. First generation, the guinea pigs begun to be obese, lower IQs, smaller genitals, lower sperm counts. By second generation, off-the-chart cancer, obesity, deformity of the organs, almost complete infertility. Third generation. Guys, show guinea pigs. Just type in guinea pigs. Hair on tongues. That'll pull up the studies and photos. Hair on the tongues, 99.9% sterility, tumors growing all over them. The wages of the New World Order is death. And you go out to California, where they're getting hit by the radiation clouds, where they're under the GMO, where all this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, and you go out to L.A. or San Diego or Malibu Beach, and you say to people, let's arrest all the gun owners, and you can even throw in, let's put them in a forced labor camp, and everyone, 90% of the people will sign it, and they get excited. Yeah, you don't have to tell anybody. Oh, because this to them is just, they're fantasizing about darkness. They're fantasizing about sexy power. Let's go ahead and go to a clip of Californians. He's like, yeah, the evil whites, Tea Party, we need to arrest them, take their guns. You don't have to tell me, buddy. And he says he signs with pleasure. Like, you don't have to tell me. And again, the reason this is such a genius video is if you all go out and do this and talk with the same, you got to shuffle when you walk up, and you've got to go, oh. I'm serious. It's a cult thing. The government cult talks like NPR. They're in a trance. You got to go, arrest the whites, take their guns, FEMA camp. They will get excited, and they'll do the same little head bob with you and look at you in personal self-disgust of each other and then go, yeah, let's do it, because it's decadent and slimy to desecrate freedom. And they'll go, yeah, let's arrest the gun owners. Yeah, let's do it. We're sick freaks. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and go back to the tape. Here it is.
Just a name and a signature. We're trying to just repeal the Second Amendment to make sure that only the criminals have the guns and get them out of the hands of the law-abiding citizens. signs.
A woman signs it.
To repeal the Second Amendment. It's such an old-fashioned amendment. We're just making sure that the law-abiding gun owners have that right taken away.
All right.
Thank you so much. We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Only the police and the military need to have guns. We can trust them. They've never done anything wrong. And we're just going to get the legal registered guns off the street.
You don't have to convince us, my friend.
This will remove all the law-abiding registered gun owners and then the criminal sign. The criminals won't turn their guns in, so they'll still have their guns after we repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. Come on, bro. You don't want the kids to die in another massacre like Sandy Hook, do you?
No, but you're just...
Come on,
bro.
We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
Good. Full video up at DrudgeReport.com. Left hand side. Right there on Drudge Report. Californians signed petition to ban and confiscate firearms. And the new news that's out, Big Sis coordinating gun confiscations. It's official. She's the one directing state police everywhere to illegally take veterans' guns without even a psychological adjudication that they're mentally ill. The kidnapping of veterans.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset Jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from a start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with a purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By repealing the Second Amendment, what that'll do is we'll have a door-to-door gun confiscation against the white people, the right-wing extremists.
Okay.
Take away their guns. Well, birthday.
My birthday.
Yeah, your birthday. Yeah. Just repealing the Second Amendment, door-to-door gun confiscations. Then that way only the unregistered guns will be out, and we'll be much safer that
way.
Got
you.
Thank you for supporting that.
No doubt.
Just a name and a signature.
Again, get this video. It's up at InfoWars.com. But the easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com. On the left-hand side, you see a big old California, Republic of California flag. America, Californians move to ban, seize guns, carry foreign students scared of guns in the U.S. We're going to go to that in a moment. Senator, background checks amount to new tax. That's the plan. Rifts in both parties complicate odds for bill developing, but they'll get it after the next stage shooting. Nanny Bloomberg, if you sell a gun to your son, something's wrong in your family. This is a guy who has bodyguards, owns guns, owns jet copters. I mean, he's just a total predator. It was an article he was interviewed where he said, I'm a technocrat. I love knowing everything about you and tracking it. I'll plan your life. No, you won't, you sick freak. You sicko. Critics question use of new NSA data center, working with Facebook, with attorney generals. They're just spying on everything. And the collapse is beginning. State buses hundreds of mentally ill patients to cities around the country. And again, ladies and gentlemen, what you've got to do is you've got to go out to areas in your community and go to these anti-gun rallies. And ladies and gentlemen, shoot video. Go up and say, hi, I'm a communist. I want to arrest all gun owners. And the people will say to you, especially if you have a hidden camera, they'll go, yes, my brother, soon is the time. And I've been telling my reporters for months, this is what I want to do. We're going to do it. I mean, we already sent reporters out, and they said, here in Austin, once we register the guns, we're going to take them. And you've got to go and show people this is a cult of freak weirdos who just are in love with tyranny because they're so weak individually, they get off on this idea. But just go to gun rallies and go, soon, my brother, we will have the communism and we will arrest our enemies and put them in FEMA centers. And they're like, oh, yes, my brother, because I've been to some of these things. Yeah, I've been around these people. You think I'm joking? I have footage of them, communists in New York, saying we're going to put all the gun owners in Stalin camps. And I said, but Stalin killed people. And they go, yeah, too bad he didn't kill you. We're going to kill you. And, of course, they couldn't kill a paper bag. But don't worry, they'll take your money, hire mercenaries to do it. You understand? Let's go to Kerry saying kids are scared to come to America because of the guns. What, from their countries only the government has the guns? Here it is.
I've heard in a couple of quiet conversations with a few officials.
Man, he's had Botox.
Two things. Number one, how safe it is over here in this country where people are not running around with guns.
That's what evil does to you.
And number
look
two,
how empty he is.
How some students, we had an interesting discussion about why fewer students are coming to, particularly from Japan, to study in the United States. And one of the responses I got from our officials, from conversations with parents here, is that they're actually scared. They think they're not safe in the United States.
Well, yeah, they're not safe from you. Actual travel studies show that people are scared of the government and the checkpoints and the TSA. That's real, not lies coming out of your mouth. Now, here's the FBI's own statistics over the last 20 years. 49% drop in crime rate. And you and your brethren criminals, street thugs, are just like Kerry. He's just a bigger one. They all instinctively hate good people. I'm going to explain something to you. They hate you. Do you understand that? These criminals hate you because you're a good person. Figure that out. They're evil. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.